1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, he says that if anyone is in Jesus Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. Old things have passed away. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for that this morning. I am thankful that I am not who I used to be. I am thankful that God has called me and redeemed me and sanctified me and justified me by his power, his love, and his forgiveness. And that just, it gives me strength, realizing that the strength comes in the Lord. And I just want to encourage you the same thing this morning, the same thing, to understand that if you are a new creation, a new creature, if you are in Jesus Christ, old things have been washed away by the shed blood of Jesus. Isn't that worthy to rejoice over? Is that not worthy to rejoice over? There we go. We're in a summertime slump. Everybody's kind of like wandering through. Yes, it is something to be excited about. It's something to be thankful for. And I just want to take a moment now, all of us together, corporately, in the quietness and the stillness and the privacy of our own heart and our own mind, just go before the Lord and just thank him for that confidence and that grace and that mercy that is extended through his love. Almighty, infinite Father, we come to you today. I thank you and praise you that you are the God of grace and mercy. I thank you, Father, that you loved us so much that you didn't leave us in our sin, but you came not to condemn the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world. Father, I praise you for your grace and for your mercy, for your power, for your victory over sin and death. Lord, I pray for the time here now this morning as we have gathered here under your name, for your purpose, for your glory. You are the God of this church. You're the God of our salvation. You're the one true living God, and we acknowledge you here this morning. We invite your spirit, your presence here today to move in the heart and the minds of all of us as you see fit. Father, for those who may be hurting today, I know there are many who are in the hospital or who are home, who are ill, who aren't feeling well. God, I pray that right now, this moment, they would know your healing touch. Would they know the peace and the power of your presence and the presence of your peace and your power. Father, I pray for those of us who are here that our minds would be cleared of all the distractions and the busyness of life, and may we align ourselves with you this morning. May we just not bow our head, but Father, again, I plead that we would truly bow our hearts and humble ourselves before you. May the word of God speak boldly and clearly through your servant. I pray as we sing, Almighty God, that we would understand that worship is not confined to music. Worship is an attitude, it's a condition of the heart. And so, Father, I pray that all that we say and do today would be in worship of the one true living Savior, Jesus Christ. That you would have the preeminence and that you would be glorified and exalted here today. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. And for the name of Jesus, we ask all things. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet as we begin to worship in song here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Trent and Beth and Daniel are on their way to camp taking the team, so we will be leading you this morning. And my prayer time yesterday had me in Psalm 57, and verse 7 says, "My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise." And I was thinking about that word steadfast as we go into this first song, Standing on the Promises. And why can we be steadfast as believers in Christ? Not because of ourselves, because we change every day, every hour sometimes. Not because of the world around us, because it seems like it's always fluctuating and in a constant state of chaos. But because God's promises are true and he is faithful. And when we stand on his promises and on his word, we can be steadfast and give him praise. So I encourage you to listen to the words in this song as we sing, because there are many benefits listed in the song lyrics that we benefit from when we're standing on God's promises.
Standing on the promises.
Wonderful job, ladies. Appreciate that. Well, here we are halfway through July. We just finished up VBS this past week. Christmas in July. It's a coming, and I'm telling you, with the humidity that we're feeling, I'm ready for the cool weather. I just got to be honest with you. But we have Operation Christmas Child that many of you know has been started over the last couple of seasons, and Bruce Fache heads that up for us. So I'm going to give Bruce a moment here just to give you a quick update on that and to share a little bit of information for Operation Christmas Child. Bruce?
Thank you, Pastor. For those folks that haven't been worshiping with us last fall, what this church does is to support Operation Christmas Child, which is a large process that is run by Samaritan's Purse, the leader of which is Franklin Graham. And what we do is to collect toys, school supplies, clothing, anything that would fit into a box that's about a foot long and about 5 or 6 inches wide. And what we're going to do is this fall, either the last week in October or maybe the first week in November, we have a what we call a packing party, where everything that everyone has collected for the past year is put out downstairs, and everyone goes around and starts filling boxes with different things, with soap, with toothpaste, with clothing, with toys. Everything that we have collected is put into boxes. Last year we had, I believe, 256 boxes. I may be off by one or two. And so I'm praying that we have one more than we had last year. This is my goal, is that we have one more than we had last year. And so I just wanted to tell everybody, because Walmart is ahead of the game this year, Walmart has the school supplies out. And the prices are not going to be any cheaper than they are right now, because what will happen is by mid-August and everybody thinks, oh, I have to buy all the stuff for the kids, then what's going to happen is you're going to see the prices go up. So school supplies are the thing right now. And are there any questions? Yes. That's correct. Thank you for reminding me. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me. No, because it is difficult to get toothpaste and candy across national borders sometimes, they have asked not to put any toothpaste or any candy into the boxes this year. So please don't bring any of that. If you have any things to bring, just leave it with me, or you can leave it on the stairs, or if you're really ambitious, you can go downstairs into the dungeon, into the last room on the right, and that's where we store the stuff. So thank you for your attention. Thank you, Sue, for that.
Good morning. Boy, it's amazing thinking about Christmas already. I would, Pastor. I'm looking forward to the cooler weather. You know, I was thinking when we were singing the song, Standing on the Promises of God, Pastor Woodbridge, who had been with us here for about 41 years, told a story one time that a little kid came up and he was put a Bible down and he stood on the Bible. And he said, what are you doing? He said, I'm standing on the promises of God. Speaking of Pastor Woodbridge, his son, Dr. Russ Woodbridge, is here, and his wife, Ingrid. They're missionaries in Ukraine, correct? And they're spending the summer in Cape Cod with their dad. And great to have you folks here with us today. And Pastor will also tell you that Dr. Woodbridge was his mentor, right, Pastor? And so it's great to have you folks with us visiting today. One other quick announcement. People have been asking me about Terry, my wife. She's recovering at the Guilford House. She fell last Monday and broke her ankle. And she's doing okay. It hurts her. But she's in a good place and beginning physical therapy, and hopefully not there too long, but that's why she's not going to be sitting beside me here today. If you're new or a visitor, there's a connection card in the front of you, in the pew in front of you. Please fill one of those out and leave it in the offering plate when the ushers come by in just a minute. So just one announcement. If you can pray for the Word of Life teens, they're traveling now, or they're on their way there or are there. And they're traveling today. And they'll be competing on Tuesday with the international competition against other kids from all over, at least the Northeast and throughout much of the country, maybe even Canada, in different talents that God has given them. So pray for our teens. Not so much that they win, but whatever they do to honor to the glory of God. Amen? One thing that's really cool at Word of Life Island at Scroon Lake, they have a big pine pavilion where a lot of the activities are and in the services. And there's a giant sign that says, Jesus walks on this island. It's really pretty awesome, and he does. All right, with that, can we have the ushers come forward, and let's all stand, and together we'll recite Psalm 119:46. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. Psalms 119:46. And Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Lord God, as we come before you this morning to worship you with our tithes and our offerings, we just pray your blessing upon it, that you might be honored and glorified. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our next psalm, continuing in the psalm that I was reading in earlier, Psalm 8, it says, I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing to you among the nations, for your mercy reaches unto the heavens and your truth unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth.
To the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to his temple draw near. Join me in glad to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under his wings, yet so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how all thy longings have been granted in what he ordained?
About the goodness of God, and I just couldn't help but comment on the theme we're talking about with being steadfast and standing on who He is, and how often His goodness in times of trouble and trial and adversity is the only thing we can stand on, knowing that because of His goodness, He has a purpose and He has a plan. So let's sing about the goodness of God.
I heard a thousand stories of what they still as you call me, deeper still into love, 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 love. You are a good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. A good, good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. You're a good, good Father.
Lord, we come before you today, and you are a good, good, good Father. You are faithful, you are holy, you are just, and you are righteous. So, Father, we praise you, for you are worthy to be praised. We hallow you, for you are holy. And Father, as we now go into your word, I pray that every heart would be humbled before you. May we be reminded of your goodness. May we be reminded of your grace. May we be completely enthralled with your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray this, and in that name alone we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.